This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Bethany Clock is in studio this morning from the SPCA serving Erie County, and we've got a lot to get to. But thanks for the Valentines.
You're welcome.
I feel like I'm back in school.
Yes.
Brought actual Valentines to us this morning.
I got a dragon one.
All right. I got a piece of pizza.
Oh,
it says, cool. Love you to pizzas.
Oh.
Very cute.
Get all fired up.
Which is a I should be all fired up for, just the show.
Right.
Sound better when you're all fired up.
Of course.
So it's good to know. I'm all fired up about the news hound for today, who is Bam Bam. And
great
if I
name.
Remember anything, I should get my hard hat, because
yes.
Bam Bam would just club you over the head with a stick.
That's basically who Bam Bam is. Just kidding. He's a 7-month-old puppy. He came from some precarious circumstances, so his owner somehow became homeless, and he lived in a car. So he hasn't really had all the socialization that normal puppies would have, the same, experiences. But right now, our behavior team has been working with him for quite some time, and he's getting to be a pretty great pup. And when you adopt him, he comes with a free puppy club. Free session of puppy classes, rather, with sit and stay pet services. So not a bad deal.
And he's adorable, too.
Yep.
Brown with white spots. I mean, he's just a beautiful dog.
Yeah, he is. He's 42 pounds. He's got great brown eyes that match his fur. He is great with people. Not sure how he'd be with kids and cats, just because he hasn't had the experience. But if you come in, you want to talk with our behavior department, they'll be glad to talk with you about him.
Yeah, and kind of give you everything you need to know. Great-looking dog, mm-hmm. too. You can see the photo at WBEN at your SPCA on Twitter. We've been talking throughout the morning about this rescue that the SPCA made.
Yeah.
Lots of puppies, really.
Yeah.
I mean, how old are these dogs?
8 of them are 8 weeks, and I'm not sure how many. We have 6-month-old puppies, too, and then there are some adults.
And they're
32, though, total, right?
32 total, yeah.
Newfoundland mixes, is that what I heard?
New Flab, Rottweiler, German, short hair pointers. Yeah, there's a lot of dogs.
You were there.
Yes, I was there.
And we've heard it was pretty deplorable inside. What did you see?
You know what? I would say that it's one of the saddest things I've ever seen. And it makes me so sad for the owner, too. For that owner to think, this is all that I deserve in life, are these puppies. And just, it was really not great inside at all. And you know what? This story teaches us a couple things. If you see somebody who's in trouble like this, because obviously things had spiraled out of control, no one wants to live this way, you can always call the SPCA and make an anonymous complaint, and we can go out there and check it out and see if the person needs help. If you're the person needing help, call us. I swear that we're compassionate people. We're not going to shame you. We're not going to make you feel even worse than you already do. We're there to help you.
Good to know.
Yeah.
All right, now the dogs, themselves. You're in the middle of renovating your kennels.
Yes.
So what does this do with the space crunch that you already have?
Well, so we have half of the kennel space that we normally have, which means a lot of the, all of the adult dogs, in fact, are doubled up. Thankfully, because the puppies are small, there's four per kennel in there, and every single kennel in the SPCA right now is full. So if you've ever thought about fostering, these dogs, especially the puppies, they're very nice dogs. They're kind of at that stage where like, do I trust you? Do I not trust you? Do I walk up to you? Do I not? I think with a little time, they will come out and come out of their shells and they'll be great. So if you're interested, please visit our website. And it would be yoursPCA.org/fostercare. Fill out a form and we will call you.
Okay. And you're going to need them. I mean, yeah. Again, we said 32 and mm-hmm. you already have a little bit of a crunch here when it comes to space.
Mm-hmm.
That is a lot of dogs to take care of. I mean, yeah. At the same time, though, I bet you volunteers there have to be excited. I mean, anytime you get this many puppies, I'm sure faces are glowing. It's like Valentine's Day treat.
Right. Last night, Jillian and I, before we went home, we played with a puppy who we named Helga because she was just so stout and fat. And it makes you happy to know that we were able to help these dogs, honestly. And I think that's a lot of reason why people work and volunteer with us, because you get such a great feeling from helping.
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome what you do every single day. These dogs, are they mostly in good condition?
Yes. So they weren't starving. Maybe two of them had a little fur missing, no big deal. And another dog had an upper respiratory infection, but for the conditions that they were living in, they're great.
That's pretty amazing too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's good that you're able to take care of that situation. And you know, for anybody who's looking to be a foster, now's when you're needed if you were thinking about it.
Yeah, and if you're thinking about donating, you would help us spay and neuter these dogs, which is, of course, a pricey endeavor. So, and that would really help us a lot.
Have you thought about doing what they're doing at other places?
Which is?
For Valentine's Day. They say a spay or a neuter. You can name the dog after one of your exes. You pay, and then you spay.
Maybe we'll do that next Valentine's Day and not a cruelty case. I'll keep that in mind. But it is a good idea.
I like that. I really do.
That's what we were talking about yesterday.
It's
kind
of a
cool
thing.
New hip thing.
Oh, have you seen now in other shelters, you can sponsor a litter box in mm-hmm. your ex's name?
Oh, stuff
kind
like
of the
that.
Same kind
yeah.
of line.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
All that kind of stuff going on. I'm glad that, you're a little nicer than that, though.
Yeah. Thank you. A little more classy.
You guys do have that compassionate side.
Yes.
You do.
Yes.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, Westminster was this week. You were probably glued to it.
It's my Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. All right.
So I love it.
The giant schnauzer, what'd you think?
I love him. Monty.
Yeah.
That is a good-looking dog.
I'd never seen a giant schnauzer before, and he was really giant.
Yeah, he really was, wasn't he? I never want a big dog, so if I were to get one, I'd get a little schnauzer.
Mm.
But he just was so regal looking, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Those pointy ears.
Right.
Oh, I loved him immediately.
Right. I love giant dogs, mm-hmm. and I'm glad to see a big working dog won.
Yes.
For once. That was my thing. You know, regardless of what type of dog, the big dog and a working dog, I give it the thumbs up.
And you know what? More importantly, not fluffy. Because the past couple years, they've been little puff balls.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get a real dog
That's
in
right.
there.
It was a real dog. That is pretty good. All right. Hey, well, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for bringing McDougal in.
You're welcome.
He didn't bark. That was good.
Well, there's still 2 seconds left. We don't know.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.